The Shorter Discourse of Advice to Rahula, translated by Bhikkhu Bodhi. Thus have I heard. On one occasion, the Blessed One was living at Sarvati in Jeta's Grove and Atapindika's Park. Then, while the Blessed One was alone in meditation, a thought arose in his mind thus. The states that ripen in deliverance have ripened in Rahula. Suppose I were to lead him on further to the destruction of the taints. Then, when it was morning, the Blessed One dressed and, taking his bowl and outer robe, went into Sarvati for alms. When he had walked for alms in Sarvati and had returned from his alms round, after his meal, he addressed the Venerable Rahula thus. Take your sitting cloth with you, Rahula. Let us go to the blind men's grove to pass the day. Yes, Venerable Sir, the Venerable Rahula replied. And taking his sitting cloth with him, he followed close behind the Blessed One. Now on that occasion many thousands of deities followed the Blessed One, thinking, today the Blessed One will lead the Venerable Rahula further to the destruction of the taints. Then the Blessed One went into the blind men's grove and sat down at the root of a certain tree on a seat made ready. And the Venerable Rahula paid homage to the Blessed One and sat down at one side. The Blessed One then said to the Venerable Rahula, Rahula, what do you think? Is the I permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering or happiness? Suffering, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, Venerable Sir. Rahula, what do you think? Are forms permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering or happiness? Suffering, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, Venerable Sir. Is I consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering or happiness? Suffering, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, Venerable Sir. Is eye contact permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering or happiness? Suffering, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, Venerable Sir. Is anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that arise with eye contact as condition, permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering or happiness? Suffering, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, Venerable Sir. Rahula, what do you think? Is the ear permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering or happiness? Suffering, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, Venerable Sir. Are sounds permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent suffering or happiness? Suffering, Venerable Sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is sound consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is ear contact permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that arise with ear contact as condition permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is the nose permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Are smells permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is nose consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is nose contact permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that arise with nose contact as condition permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is the tongue permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Are tastes permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is taste consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is tongue contact permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir, is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change, fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations and consciousness that arise with tongue contact as condition, permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is the body permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Are touches permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is body consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is body contact permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations and consciousness that arise with body contact as condition, permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is the mind permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Are mind objects permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is mind consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is mind contact permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering and subject to change fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Is anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations and consciousness that arise with mind contact as condition, permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Is what is impermanent, suffering or happiness? Suffering, venerable sir. is what is impermanent, suffering, and subject to change, fit to be regarded thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself? No, venerable sir. Seeing thus, Rahula, a well-taught noble disciple becomes disenchanted with the eye, disenchanted with forms, disenchanted with eye consciousness, disenchanted with eye contact, and disenchanted with anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that arise with eye contact as condition. He becomes disenchanted with the ear, disenchanted with sounds, disenchanted with ear consciousness, disenchanted with ear contact, and disenchanted with anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that arise with ear contact as condition. He becomes disenchanted with the nose, disenchanted with smells, disenchanted with nose consciousness, disenchanted with nose contact, and disenchanted with anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that arise with nose contact as condition. He becomes disenchanted with the tongue, disenchanted with tastes, disenchanted with tongue consciousness, disenchanted with tongue contact, and disenchanted with anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that arise with tongue contact as condition. He becomes disenchanted with the body, disenchanted with touch, disenchanted with body consciousness, disenchanted with body contact, and disenchanted with anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that arise with body contact as condition. He becomes disenchanted with the mind, disenchanted with mind objects, disenchanted with mind consciousness, disenchanted with mind contact, and disenchanted with anything comprised within the feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that arise with mind contact as condition. Being disenchanted, he becomes dispassionate. Through dispassion, his mind is liberated. When it is liberated, there comes the knowledge it is liberated. He understands birth is destroyed. The holy life has been lived. What had to be done has been done. There is no more coming to any state of being. That is what the Blessed One said. The Venerable Rahula was satisfied and delighted in the Blessed One's words. Now, while this discourse was being spoken, through not clinging, the Venerable Rahula's mind was liberated from the taints. And in those many thousands of deities there arose the spotless immaculate vision of the Dhamma. All that is subject to arising is subject to cessation.